Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, in this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, I have a special guest, Angela Nicastro, to talk about our winter solstice, lunar eclipse, and the energies for the coming winter season. To find out what's up in the heavens, just go to my site at askmadeline.com and sign up to receive the written copy of it. I won't be giving this info on the radio today or next Friday, but you can still get it by registering for it online. Just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And look for the link at the top right of the home page. Next Friday, on December 24th, I'll have an encore of my show with Steve Behrman, or Swami Beyond Ananda, and he'll be talking about From Darwin to We All Win. Now, before I introduce my guest today, I want to let everyone in the Seattle area know that I'll be speaking at East West Bookshop in Seattle on Wednesday, January 5th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And I'll be talking about how to create more prosperity and ease in 2011. I'll be there as part of Kathleen Carrera's monthly event. So to learn more, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And on the home page, click on the link for my appearances. And I also want to let you know that we're finally starting our next 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business Program on Monday, January 24th. Now, when you sign up by January 10th, though, you get an early bird discount. This program is guaranteed to increase your prosperity or your money back. So whether you work in a business, own one, or just want a more prosperous life, this course will give you the tools to have one. Go to askmadeline.com and click on the link for 8 Keys Prosperity Course. And lastly, have you ordered your 2011 Good Timing Guide yet? We're getting down to the wire, only 2 weeks away from the new year. These guides also make great holiday gifts. Now, if you want to be more successful in 2011 and get better results for your important activities, then a Good Timing Guide is essential. It lets you know when to take important actions and when to wait. You can order securely at the Polaris store by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, or call us toll free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. Okay, let's get to the fun today. Angela Nicastro is my guest, and she's an evolutionary astrologer and an expert in DNA transformation. Mystic channeler and alchemist, Angela also paints and channels soul portraits. Angela has been on my show for previous winter solstices, and her guides always have very interesting messages for us. She's here today to channel the energies for our upcoming winter season. Welcome to the show, Angela.
Well, thanks, Madeline. It's so great to be back with all you guys out in Seattle.
It's always
a pleasure to do your show.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's been a while since you've been on, so tell my listeners again, how did you ever get started on such an unusual path?
Well, I would imagine that the journey probably started lifetimes ago.
Probably.
And, you know, we all kind of come back in and we have these peripheral memories of things, and little by little, you know, we kind of get prompted into waking up our soul call, so to speak. But I guess I have to say, from when I was a very young child, you know, I had a lot of prophetic dreams, and I was always very psychic. You know, so I guess I followed the usual channels of, you know, doing readings, and then astrology just kept calling to me, and it seemed like it was just a natural language. And then at some point, you know, right around my Uranus opposition, I guess, I really started to understand the DNA work, you know, because it was just seemed to be the next natural step. And, of course, I am a channel, so I am able to pull in these huge evolutionary pieces of, you know, frequency and energy that we can step into on this journey that we're on. So, you know, working with the DNA is essentially the same thing as tapping into the evolutionary, you know, frequencies that are here for us. And so individually, you know, we can work on our own transformational process as we move through the journey of evolution in the galaxy or the cosmos or through spirit or, you know, however basically we choose to understand it.
Really, it is quite a journey. And before we move ahead in this discussion, I want to give our listeners just a brief summary of what's happening on our winter solstice and then get your comments on it, or perhaps I should say your guide's comments on it. So just to clarify, the winter solstice is the first day of winter. And the chart for that moment in time gives us information regarding what our next quarter will be like. So on December 21st, when we have the winter solstice, we actually have a full moon lunar eclipse on the same day, on December 21st. So what's being seen at the lunar eclipse on December 21st are more endings. And this is the third month in a row with the full moon at 29 degrees of a sign, the very end. So both January and February will also have their full moons at 29 degrees, and we're getting essentially different endings for a total of 5 months from October through February. So this month's endings appear to be financial ones, particularly for the U.S. Now, the primary meaning for this series of eclipses, including the solar eclipse on January 4th, is related to large and ambitious group projects. These normally include an ending or separation first. And judging from the chart, these endings appear to be a big surprise in some cases. That's followed, however, by a new group forming for a major achievement. So if you're one of the ones getting the big surprise, look forward to the big new project that the universe is bringing you and just stay focused on finding that. So, Angela, what are your guides telling you about the significance of this lunar eclipse occurring on the day of the winter solstice?
Well, first, they just want me to add to, you know, that so eloquently put, you know, information that you just gave your listeners, that anyone whose birthday falls close to the degree of these eclipses, which is the 29 degrees, are going to feel these full moons a lot stronger than people, let's say, whose birthday isn't even close or near.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that we aren't all going to experience it. And what you're saying about all these full moons at the 29 degrees and the endings, well, in Gemini, which is where this December 21st full moon happens to be, we are looking at Gemini in terms of all types of communications and understandings. And so it, on the soul level, it represents the silver gates of consciousness. And these are the doorways or the portals or the gateways in the universe that open, you know, when they are triggered by an event such as the lunar eclipse on the solstice. And when they open, it's recognizable through frequencies that the souls who are here to kind of awaken their own latent tendencies or awareness or consciousness, you know, people are going to start to feel impulses, like it's almost as if there's like a, I don't know, like an invisible light or something that's hitting them, because of course it is a frequency that's coming through that's triggering the response in the body to move in a particular direction. So you know, I don't want to get ahead of, you know, actually what we're discussing, but this is all leading up to, you know, the 2012 galactic lineup, and then the closer, of course, we get to the 2012 period of time, the more intense we're going to feel these energies. But it's like when we go forward, if we turn around and we look back, you know, everything starts to make sense. So sometimes when we experience events such as this lunar eclipse on the solstice, we may not fully understand its impact in that moment. Because I know a lot of times people will look to, like, that day, you know, to kind of see all of these things come to light. And, of course, they don't always, everything doesn't show up.
Right,
you know,
not on that day. Yes,
time.
That's right.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And do your guides have any information that they want to share about just the winter solstice chart itself?
Well, actually, yes, they do. What they would like to share with your listeners, of course, is that they keep showing me these images of the most brilliant and beautiful light. And it has a lot to do with the heart center of humanity. So it would be the heartbeat of the Earth herself as it connects to this beautiful galactic light. And if people understand that, essentially all they need to do is just open themselves up, use their words to open up, to choose to open up and receive that light, it will open their heart center. So people,
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
So I'm hearing the music. So what I'm going to do is we're going to come back and finish that thought in just a moment. So now, do you know what's ahead for our winter season? When we come back from the short break, my guest, Angela Nicastro, who's an evolutionary astrologer, mystic channeler, and alchemist, will give us more details. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. We'll be right back.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404, or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Cherry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Cherry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Cherry O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on The Dr. Pat Show.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. Adil bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with Adil is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with Adil.
Do you feel energetically bankrupt? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know CRA anticipates a problem and solves it before it occurs and often prevents a disaster waiting to happen? With CRA, we have predictable results before the onset of illness. CRA is an energy assessment of the body's electrical circuits, evaluating the emotional, structural, and nutritional needs of the body. By reinforcing the body with specific nutrition to promote peak performance, CRA detects the results of what the body has been taking in causing ill health and gives insight into removing the obstacle to healing and nourishes the body back to health. CRA balances you emotionally, nutritionally, and structurally for you to be the best you can be and gives you a glimpse of a world where aging appears to be slowed indefinitely. With CRA, I will design a program for your specific needs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I have a special guest, evolutionary astrologer, mystic channeler, and alchemist Angela Nicastro. She's here today to discuss the energies of our winter solstice and the lunar eclipse, which occurs hours before the winter solstice on December 21st. So, was there anything you wanted to discuss further when I was asking you about any things that the guides wanted to share about the winter solstice chart?
Yeah, as we were just discussing that, what the only other, you know, thing that the guides really kind of brought in this little, you know, wanted to squeeze in here was to remind people that when these when this light energy comes in, and if they open their heart to receive it, whatever they're struggling with in terms of heart blocks and issues around self-expression, creativity, relationships, when they can open up to receive this energy coming through, it will help them to balance and to release so many of those past traumas.
Because wonderful.
Yeah, because this is where we are now in the consciousness, and hopefully we could talk about that a little bit later.
Yes. Okay, great. I hope so. Now, I also want to ask your guides about the Mayan calendar. We're now in the last culminating period, or what's known as the seventh day of the current 12.8-year period for transforming our consciousness. And this 12.8-year period is known as the eighth underworld of the Mayan calendar. And it's a time when we're developing galactic consciousness and rebalancing all forms of masculine and feminine energies. So now, the thing that's very interesting to me that I'm quite curious about is this seventh day period is the time when we're reaching the pinnacle of development for this particular form of consciousness of rebalancing masculine and feminine energies. And it started on November 3rd, and it's going to end on March 9th. And that's when we'll enter the final portion of the Mayan calendar. But this entire time that this is occurring is when all of our full moons are at 29 degrees, the last degree of a sign suggesting a lot of endings. So I'm curious, can your guides provide any information about whether the endings are related to this portion of the Mayan calendar, and if so, what the significance is?
Well, there's actually quite a bit that's centered around these events that are occurring now. And if I could sum it up, you know, a little briefly, every cycle has to come back to a zero point. And those cycles last for any given period of time. This cycle that you're referring to is actually a cycle within a cycle. And all of, like, so it would be a nine cycle within a nine cycle. And all of the cycles are ending now. And if we go back and we think about, you know, when this period of time that we're most familiar with right now started, we can look at the Atlantean time period, which was about 36,000 years ago. And you and I, as astrologers, we know that what we base astrology on is a 360-degree cycle. So if we look at where we are now in this Mayan period, it's recognizable in 1,000 years for each degree that we have evolved consciously since the Atlantean times, which, of course, was the age of Leo. Now we're in the opposite, in the age of Aquarius. Mm. So energetically, what we have is it's the equal and opposite, you know, kind of reacting energy from where this all began. The Mayan calendar so beautifully lays it out. Now, what's interesting to me about the Mayan calendar is they recognize astrological, the planets, the star systems, and the transits before they were believed to have had the ability to do that. So it makes us think about, you know, the upcoming spring equinox and what is that going to be about as we finish this cycle of full moons at 29 degrees in the ending, because it relates to the last period of the Mayan calendar. So we have to think about a little bit ahead, you know, where are we going? What are we going toward? So
right.
For people who understand astrology, it would be beneficial for them to look a little bit ahead and then more or less look back to see how this is going to lay out, because the cycles are speeding up
right.
as the heartbeat and the energy of the earth, the frequencies are shifting. So everything is working simultaneously. And
right.
And of course, we know we also have Jupiter and Uranus at the last degrees of Pisces that are finishing up that cycle. And Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac where everything collapses into itself and then begins again. And it will coincide with the spring equinox in March. So these full moons, as you suggested, are definitely endings of endings of endings that have been going on in a 60 billion year cycle of evolution. So it's not only the endings of what we're seeing right now, but the endings of an evolutionary cycle. Hence this huge galactic shift of 2012 that we're working toward. We are going to begin a brand new cycle of evolution. And this is like unprecedented.
And it's very exciting.
Very, very,
very exciting. Yes, I think
yes.
So. Well, and that kind of leads me to my next question, and actually my last question related to our topic, which is that for today's show description, you wrote the following information. Upon the closure of 2010, we are looking directly onto and into the beauty of the gates of light, merging with and upon humanity. That just sounds absolutely beautiful, but what exactly does this mean?
What it means is when we talk about these cycles of endings and all of the Piscean, you know, energy of this, we are looking into the eyes of our soul. In other words, it's the divine artist, it's the creator stepping forth, and it's the brilliance of this golden light that is just bathing humanity right now. And so, as I said earlier, if we choose to open up and experience it, you know, we can know unconditional love in its purest form. And it is absolutely brilliant because as a visionary, you know, a lot of times when the guides give me something, I see it, you know, exactly as it is presented by them, and then it gets translated into words for people, you know, to pick up and to use. And people have to learn to believe in themselves, but they have to also learn to believe in this whole other world of understanding and energy, like what we're discussing, and they have to learn to believe in this so that they can step into, you know, these worlds of frequency, such as these gates of light. And the merging is really where we meet ourselves in that beauty of unconditional love. So it is very, very exciting. And I, for one, just can't wait for people to experience it.
Yeah, it's really quite an exciting period. I know that everyone is a little bit freaked out from the economy and so forth, but I actually think that is part of the translation or the transition to this period where there's much more light.
I agree. And people have to realize that there's always parallel realities being created. So for what they see in the third dimension, you know, what you're referring to with all the financial stuff, there is also an equal and opposite expression that they're not seeing that is being built into the energy that it becomes part of our language of healing and change. And I know that sounds really esoteric, but it's very simple. And we are going to see very soon, you know, we are really going to be able to start to communicate at very different levels and open doors and portals in the universe that we've never been able to experience or tap into before. So on the other side of 2012, I think moving into 13 and 14, we are going to see such change on the planet. And I think it's going to be very powerful for the people.
Wow, I agree. I think it
yeah.
will be an incredible experience. Now, before we say goodbye, please tell our listeners about any specials you may have for them and how they can contact you.
I would love to do that. And let me just say this. Remember, all of your listeners, endings are really just a new beginning. So don't get caught up in the word ending. It's really a new beginning.
Absolutely.
Yep, and I can be reached at my website is www.fairyheart.com, and I can always be found at 862-248-0006. That is my phone number. And on Monday night, you can find me at www.zedalza.com for Into the Void, which is the show that I've created and host every Monday night. 8:30 to 10 Eastern Time, and we're there every Monday night. And for your listeners right now, we are running a special. It's a $30 discount off of the regular price soul alignment session. And all they have to do when they call is to mention Cosmic Connections with Madeline, and they will receive the discount on their first session, their first soul alignment.
Oh, and it's an incredible experience to have one with Angela, and you will not be disappointed.
Thank you
so much, Angela. I just want to mention your phone number again, 862-248-0006, and her website, Fairyheart, FAERIEHEART.org, fairyheart.org. Angela, it's been great to have you here today, and thank you and your guides for all your information.
Oh, thank you, Madeline. It was awesome. And the guides, thank you for giving us the opportunity to bring forth some new information.
Okay. And now next Friday on December 24th, my guest will be Steve Behrman, also known as Swami Beyond Ananda. He co-authored the incredible book, Spontaneous Evolution, with Bruce Lipton, and he'll be here to talk about it. This is an encore presentation of the show we did together in September. I'll be back on December 31st after all my travels to tell you about what's up in the heavens and to take your calls. And until then, I wish you a joyful and blessed holiday season, and thank you for listening to my show. Lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. 8300. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org. Welcome to Rubenesque Yoga. We offer yoga classes at retreats that focus on relaxation and rejuvenation. You do not need to be a marathon runner or bend like a pretzel to attend our classes. Rubenesque Yoga's retreats are held at the beautiful Wild Iris Inn, located in Lacana, Washington, where you will enjoy a weekend of relaxation, yoga, and shopping. Please visit yogaforplussizes.com for more information. That's yogaforplussizes.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center 425-451-0404 or on the web drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.